Why do I do it? Well, every Friday after 11, we bring you Leicester Tester, where we try the things so that you don't have to. This week, we talk about the security industry. We talk about anxiety, stress detection. We also talk about forensic analysis via polygraph tests and other means. In studio with us, forensic physiologist Ben Lombard started Litech Polygraph and Forensic Services with his brother, Reino Lombard, two former police officers. They've have accumulated decades of experience in the South African Police Service. They've also built a fairly solid reputation in solving crime and other acts of malfeasance in South Africa, Dubai, and the rest of the continent as well. Ben Lombard is going to be putting me through my paces. Ben, how are you doing today?
Thank you, Lester. You seem to be a little bit more worried than what I am. Right.
can you stretch? Can you read a level of anxiety?
Well, I'm pretty sure listeners can hear it in your voice already. So, but we're not going to be focusing on that today. We're going to focus on proper forensic psychophysiology. In other words, good old-fashioned lie detection.
What's the difference then between a lie detector test and, you know, a stress test in measuring anxiety in terms of bodily cues, tics, voice? What's the difference?
All right. I think, Lester, the clear difference between polygraph testing itself and what they refer to as computerized voice stress analysis. They've got lots of other names for it too, like voice polygraph and that sort of thing. There is a clear distinction between the one and the other. Polygraph itself is a good old-fashioned way of attaching these components to your body. They measure your entire autonomic nervous responses. In other words, things in your body which you cannot control. For instance, upper body movement, changes in respiration, relative blood pressure and pulse, and so forth.
Let's get this out of the way in terms of the admissibility of polygraph tests within a South African context. I know there's a difference between what one uses in criminal cases or even other forms of commercial cases. What is then the difference with the admissibility of a polygraph test?
That's a very good question, Lester. Yes. With regards to criminal investigations, it is more likely to be used as an investigative tool. In other words, where in the case of a cash in transit heist or whatever the case may be, to determine whether the person is involved and that sort of thing. And then the detective can obviously follow up with forensic evidence, etc., checking cell phone records and so forth, video camera footage and so on. But with regards to CCMA, there's no problem allowing it there. With your criminal investigations, obviously you've got to look beyond reasonable doubt. And in the case of CCMA, we're looking at balance of probability. So CCMA has no problem with us polygraph testing being used there. And we use it quite often there.
We don't have much time. You tell our producers that the polygraph test usually takes about an hour.
Yes, in general it takes
10-15 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to really, the situation is not really that conducive, but just to prove to you that it really works, we'll be doing a little test here in the studio. Bear in mind, I've done all the most of the preparations beforehand, cut down some time.
Okay, excellent. You can watch this live, Leicester Tester. You can watch it live on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Cape Talk, hit like, subscribe, follow, and then you watch us live. Okay, I'm all in your hands, Leicester Tester. Leicester
Here we go.
Undergoing a polygraph test. Mics are live. Come round.
Thank you.
And we'll just move this mic so for now so that people can hear.
Right.
Where do you need me to be?
I need you to sit over here for me, please. All right, the polygraph itself.
On the seat, okay.
That little
cushion?
Cushion is an actual fact, not a cushion. It is an actual fact, a movement sensor, but you may sit up. It's a movement sensor, and that is just to make sure that people know, you know, you're going to sit still. Obviously, you know, you are telling me that you are going to be telling the truth about these questions, and for that reason, I need you to sit as still as you possibly can. You know, honest people don't have a problem sitting still.
But it seems as if you're asking me questions that would almost remind me that you are going to be asking me questions and that I have to be truthful. Is that part of the technique?
If you want to pass this test, the only way that you can pass this test is by telling the truth.
Okay.
Or the other way is to quit while you're ahead.
Okay.
Because it's going to get hot in here.
Well, we'll see. What do you need next?
Okay, what I'm going to do is I want you to lift your arms. We're going to attach two little components. They're called pneumographs. Oops, sorry. We're attaching that to your body, and the one is going around the lower part of your upper body, around the abdominal area. The other one's more in the thoracic, around the chest.
If
space is a little bit limited, but we're making do.
Ben, if I believe a lie to be true,
yes.
Does that... It's a philosophical question. What is truth?
Okay, the truth is what the mind perceives.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you believe that wall behind us is blue, I'm not going to be able to change it. But if you know it's gray, I'm going to see it.
I see.
So, and then we've attached the two components to your upper body. This one is going to be next.
Let me just remind the listeners, you're listening to Lester Tester on Cape Talk. If you're watching us streaming via our Facebook page, I'm undergoing a lie detector test for some reason live on air. It's something that my producers have convinced me to do. We're speaking to Ben Lombard of Litech Polygraph and Forensic Services. Should there be consequences to whether someone tells the truth or not?
Not really. The polygraph actually records... it's based on your entire autonomic nervous system. It's, in other words, also to give a good indication is the fight, flight, or freeze phenomenon that psychologists talk about. In other words, your body, while you're sitting there, your body will say, relax, I'm about to tell the truth. Or, careful, you're going to lie.
Okay.
So your body, by the time you said yes or no, it's already registered.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. It's the same as in the good old-fashioned movies where you see the analog with the with a scroll with paper rolling and the pins and needles. It gives me the same printout. The only difference is it is now computerized.
Okay. Okay. So
we've attached two little finger plates to Lester's right hand, together with a plethysmograph, and on the right, on his left arm, I'm now attaching an arm cup, and that measures relative blood pressure and pulse, and all those things would indicate to me whether your mouth is telling the truth or telling a lie.
Okay, well, let's get it over and done with. I am ready. Lester Tester.
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to be giving you these questions before we do the test. Just give me a second. How old were you when you left high school, Lisa?
I was...
That's just a question for me to set up quickly.
I was 18 years old when I
moved 18 years old, all right. And where did you work before you came to Cape Talk?
I worked at ENCA.
ENCA, for how long did you work there?
I worked at ENCA for 11 years.
And what were you doing there?
I was a TV journalist, a TV reporter.
All right. Now... the questions that I'm going to be asking you today, these are very straightforward questions. You will answer either yes or no to them, all right? The first one is, I'll be asking you, is the month of June, are you now in Cape Town, and is today Friday? Those are very straightforward questions. Then I'm going to ask you, when I ask you about your life, will you answer all my questions truthfully?
Yes.
Now, these questions have now been set up by your colleagues. So don't shoot me for it, and I hope that you don't get in trouble for lying.
Well, you will know.
Well, you're either lying or telling the truth on these. Okay, but the questions that they wanted is, have you ever stolen anything of value from any hotel where you ever stayed in the past?
No.
Okay. They also want to know, did you watch any pornographic material during the past year?
Yes.
Okay, well, we haven't even done the test yet and you're confessing to that one. All right. We're going to ask you, I think we will have to adjust that one to say, did you ever watch any pornographic material whilst at work during the past year?
No.
That's a no? All right.
My parents listen to the show, Amen Walid.
Yeah, somewhere someone's going to be in trouble. Right, and then have you ever smoked marijuana?
Yes.
Did you ever smoke marijuana last year?
No.
Did you ever smoke anything more than marijuana?
No.
Any other drugs?
No.
All right. Just formulating the questions here.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to Lester Tester. I'm undergoing a live polygraph test because we try the things so that you don't have to. We are streaming live on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page and go see what's happening in studio. I have all these contraptions connected to my arm. If I may ask a question quickly, Ben.
Yes.
This is a very stressful environment. Whether I answer your questions truthfully or not, I do feel under a bit of stress.
Yes, it is indeed so. And it does not really make a difference. I can do a very simple test other than what the producers are trying to do. And I hope that you're not getting into trouble for any of these questions. All right, and then did you ever lie about donating about the value? Did you lie about any monies donated to charity?
No.
All right, in a nutshell, is if during a normal interview, which normally takes in the region of an hour and a half, if you had admitted to, for instance, a marijuana, we don't have to test you on that because you've already admitted that. All right, it's the same as if I test you on perhaps a robbery and you say yes, I did it, then there's definitely no need for a polygraph.
Okay.
All right, so. Because we are sitting here live giving it to you, unfortunately I have to just adjust these questions somewhat just
There's already a question here that asks, please ask your guest what effect on not accurately remembering a fact, what effect does that have on the test?
Okay, as long as you remember it, and as I did say, the polygraph picks up what the mind perceives. Mm-hmm. And we often get where somebody would sit in front of me and say, when you ask him questions, he says, I don't remember. I'm going to rephrase that question until you answer either yes or no. In other words, that same question that you just said no to. In other words, did you steal that money from the safe? And you say, I don't remember. Or did you touch that lady's breast, for that matter? If you say you don't remember, I can rephrase the question and ask you, do you distinctly recall having touched that lady's breast?
And you have to answer yes.
So you will either yes or not.
I'm going to ask my producers just to roll up some questions. Click on, I think, the third message here so that I can read it here on the screen, Johannes. Some of the questions coming through the one above that. Johannes, please, I'm connected to a polygraph machine. The one after that, I read that one. 07 number, please, Johannes. Good day. I would like to know if a person that was subjected to a polygraph test has legal ground to receive the results of this test.
Yes, normally the requester is the one that will be getting it. In other words, if your employer requests for a polygraph, the employer will get it. In the case of where the police or any other requester calls for it, but there's no objection from our side for that person to hand it over to the person being tested.
I'm ready for more questions. Ben Loblard is the director of Litech Polygraph and Forensic Services.
All right. So we've gone through some of them. I'm also going to ask you now: have you ever stolen anything of value from any hotel where you ever stayed before?
Answered that and I said no.
No. And have you ever used any other illegal substances, illegal substance other than marijuana?
Ever?
Yes.
Yes.
Which other ones have you used? Let me drop that one because I'm pretty sure Lester's not going to have a job after this. All right, let's go.
I was young once, Ben.
Yes, but we were all, so I don't want you to incriminate yourself. Yeah. Let us go on one of the other questions that they've asked me here. Have you ever cheated in any of your tests at school?
No.
Definitely not?
Positive.
Okay, so did you ever... Did you ever cheat in any of your exams at
no.
school?
I hear there's some dramatic music somewhere. I'm not hearing it because my headphones aren't on, but I think Joe is adding to some of the
like ambience. Jaws or something like that, I don't know. All right, fortunately, we don't hear that. Yeah, in our studio. Did you cheat in any of your exams whilst at school?
No.
All right, those are questions. I'm also going to ask you, just to put your integrity to test. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you, before the age of 18, that's the period that you were at school, obviously, have you ever committed any serious acts of dishonesty?
No.
Nothing that you can think of? I'm good with that. Have you ever kept any dark secrets from any relative or friend that trusted you?
No.
Okay. While employed by ENCA, have you ever committed any serious acts of dishonesty?
No.
Okay, and then... Right, those are the questions.
I one question. The person asked, do those tricks we see on TV work? I've heard a theory that if you clinch your rectum,
yes,
it could give a false reading.
It's a sphincter pinch that we refer to. That little cushion that you're sitting on.
That would detect whether I'm squeezing.
That's
going to
do that. So you don't want to really do that.
Ben, we're running out of time. We're heading up eyewitnesses. Okay. I'm going to hold you a little bit longer till after Regenthal gives us our headlines and you can tell us the verdict afterwards. But how do you think I've been? We've only been here for, 15 minutes and usually this test lasts an hour.
Yeah.
Do I appear like as if I am a responsive participant?
Yes, from what I see, the fact that you have admitted some of these questions already. It seems like you definitely, from now, from what I can see, you're not a very good liar, not a very convincing liar, anyway. But that is just the fact that I've asked you a few questions in the previous interview, and you've already admitted to them. And I don't. But yeah, let's see what the polygraph says then.
Well, this is Lester Tester. My name is Lester Kivett. I've undergone a polygraph test because somehow my colleagues behind the glass have convinced me. Ben Lombard, he's the director at Lytec Polygraph and Forensic Services, going to give us the verdict of whether or not I'm generally telling the truth. He won't go deeper into the specifics, but he'll generally tell whether I am telling the truth. Your thoughts, have you ever undergone this process? I must say I was intimidated and my hands started sweating up already before, as I just stepped into studio.
And that was not the marijuana, was it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I noticed my white knuckles here. Yes. And there is an anxiety
obviously there is quite a bit of anxiety involved, and one can expect that even from an innocent person. For that reason, you must also understand that when we do the actual test, I can see how you respond to specific questions. By the time you answer a specific question, it will show me whether you're lying or telling the truth.
Well, Ben Lombard, he joins me again after Eyewitness News. Welcome back. Plenty of moral support I'm getting on the on the WhatsApp line, plenty of moral support I'm getting on our Facebook page. People say that they believe me in terms of whether I answered truthfully or not. People like Peter says, Lester's near Lichbeckney, and he sees that. Ben Lombard is with Lytec Polygraph. He's put me through my paces. Generally, Ben, have I been telling the truth?
Lester, I'm not going to incriminate you. Yeah, live. I don't want your listeners to come and stone my car on the way. All I can say, from what I can see, you have been a naughty boy in your life.
I've lived.
Okay, well, that's taken care of. I would advise all these hotels, wherever you're booking, to check your luggage before you check out.
Ben Lombard, it's been a pleasure. It's been one heck of an experience. Plenty of people just wanted to find out what you do. You service the corporate and commercial sector predominantly. If people want to use your services, how do they get hold of you?
Go onto Facebook, Lytec Polygraph and Forensic Services. Like the page and follow us.
Ben Lombard, forensic psychophysiologist. Really appreciate your service. It is now the open line. It is that time of the show where we reflect and we wrap up, draw a line under some of the discussions that we've had. Many people asking here, why don't you do politicians? Or you should be doing lots of politicians to tell the truth.
I think it doesn't work on politicians,
why
and I don't
not?
See... I don't think it works on anybody at the Weather Bureau either.
Ben Lombard is a forensic psychophysiologist. He's also one hell of a joke teller. We are back.